Yes, yobazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamuli butya.
And how is your life?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Mbuuliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren. Welcome them back wherever they have passed.
And
thank them, the Holy Spirit has protected them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
thank the Lord. Time he adds us under the sun or rays. That we
feel
2 Corinthians 5. Right from 10 unto 17. If you move on, reconcile with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Some of our brethren have clothed the body. I think you've passed them up there. You've seen them. Have you moved to console them? You've just passed the place. There are those who moved to that place. It's a good character to at least pass there. You don't just pass them. You move to there. Praise Jesus much. And the brethren unclothe the body. But the way they unclothe, it's worrying. Being unclothed when you're not yet clothed, the one from heaven. Speak in the 2 Corinthians 5.
First
1 unto 5. That while in this body, that we need to be clothed, the one from heaven.
Lest
we are found when we are naked.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now we need to fight like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
that is how we fight.
That
we first be clothed the body from heaven.
It,
we prepare for the day of unclothing this body. Perhaps they expected or they never expected that.
So
they take money from you, then they shoot you down.
Ah.
And waste time what you thought as money. And take even the life of the body is taken. Now they are right there in their journey. I wonder where have they have reached now.
Jeremiah
22:10 can answer you. Back to their home country or not. But God is good. Still have seconds. Still have hours. You still have a day. Still have a week. Still have a month. Still have a year. Maybe even years.
That's
upon the counsel of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
let's use well that time. Come
and
move on, gather life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Praise Jesus much.
We
are still moving on and we see the way, the anointing of the double portion of Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is,
yes,
praise Jesus much. And we're still moving on and we see the way, anointing of the double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is to say the taking of the seven seals of the seven spirits of God from the word of God to bring you be filled with the Holy Spirit. They are the seven spirits of God to reach in double portion. Even the filled light of the word of God,
to
be filled the knowledge of God together with His glory.
So
as we see the way the seven spirits They work in a double portion. As the word of God is,
we
started to begin with the Spirit of the Lord. We see where the Spirit of the Lord works in the double portion. As the word of God is. After we would have winded him up, we head on to see the Spirit of wisdom. We see the one of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of power, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of fear of God. Finish all the seven spirits. We see how they work in double portion. Yet we still move on, and we still see the Spirit of the Lord. How it works in the double portion. As the word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. You will see how Spirit of God works in single portion. As the word of God is.
We're
still on our fifth point. And we see the image in the likeness of God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son, our Lord Jesus, even God the Spirit, whom we know as Holy Spirit, right on their throne. All these we see them under the call of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC. In this call, God marked it in the Bible, marked it in the history, just as we first saw. Now in this time, we see the way this call, how God marked it in prophecies released in AD.
We
look to the Assyrian vision on the nation of Uganda. We look to that second point in the 4 points coming from that vision. And that point says, the man meant to head God's final work, the final on the planet earth, has to be like prophet Elijah,
Moses,
and heir to the throne of David.
But
after seeing many reasons why
is
to be like prophet Elijah and the prophet Moses, we reach to our general reason why
is
to be like prophet Moses and the prophet Elijah, to give us prophet Elijah.
He drew
us into the double portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Sit much under this double portion until we've reached here and we see the way. The anointing of the double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness,
are
the seven spirits of God. How they work as the word of God is.
Says
we're taking off the seven seals of the seven spirits of God from the word of God.
Because
you be filled with the seven spirits of God to reach in double portion.
Because
you be filled light of the word of God,
and
be filled the knowledge of God, the full knowledge of God together with His glory.
You
have to see all these seven spirits, how they work in double portion, as the word of God is.
Started
to begin to see the Spirit of the Lord,
and
we still move on to see Him. We see how the Spirit of the Lord works in the double portion, as the word of God is.
You
say to take off the seven
seals.
Because we see the Spirit of the Lord in the form of double portion, we first go out the single portion. That's what we still see up to now.
We
want to wind it up today.
And
we see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the single portion, as the word of God is. There are 5 points, and before we winded them up, if you want to wind it up today, in this fifth point, take off seal of Spirit of the Lord.
You
see how it works in single portion, as the word of God is. The one reveal us the image and the likeness of God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son, our Lord Jesus. Even given God the Spirit, we know a Spirit of the Lord right on their throne. How could they appear? Now we've started much till we ended as we understood that God the Word, whom we know as the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
is
the express image of God. And when we know Christ, we know the Father, and we know the Holy Spirit.
So right, we
want to wind up that word, that God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the express image of God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus
Christ.
See how he appears in the glorious body of heaven. And then we wind up. When homework written scriptures given you, the Spirit already taught you things in them.
So
now we remember the book of Hebrews 1, verse 1 to 3, speaks telling us this. Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 1.
Katonda edda bwe yogerera mu bitundu ebingi ne mu ngeri ennyingi eri bajjajjaffe mu bannabbi. Olwokubiri, mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma yayogerera naffe mu mwana gwe yassaawo okuba omusika wa byonna era gwe yatonza ebintu byonna. Olwokusatu, oyo bw'ali okumasaamasa kw'ekitiibwa kye n'ekifaananyi kye ddala bw'ali.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Katonda chigambo.
God the Word.
We
understood that is the Son. Our Lord Jesus Christ.
We want
to share the glory of the splendor of God the Father. The glory of God the Father.
That's
God the Word we know as the Son. Our Lord Jesus.
Just
as he is in glory. In the heavenly body.
When
the Father is like that exactly.
When
the Holy Spirit is like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For we go to understand they move in the image and the same likeness. And we remember in the Genesis chapter 1 the verse 26 the Father spoke with God the Word and God the Holy Spirit,
know
a Spirit of the Lord, spoke saying this. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
Katonda nayogera nti tukole omuntu mungeri ya fe ne mukifaananyi kya fe bafugenga ebyomunyanja neibuka waguru nensi yonna na buli kyewalula ku nsi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Katonda kitaffe ng'omukulu mu kuteesa.
God the Father as the one great in counsel.
Nga bwe tujja okubirabako nga tuyingira double portion.
As we shall see when we enter double portion.
Yayogera ne Katonda kigambo.
Spoke with God the Word.
Mutumanyi ng'omwana.
Know as the Son.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus.
Mu rubereberi esubule n'esooka nyo lwabi mwomukaga.
Genesis 1:26.
Tukole omuntu mu kifaananyi kyaffe.
Let's make man in our image.
Ne mu ngeri
yaffe. In our likeness.
Tugeza bubu satule.
Means the three. And they came from one as we understood.
He began
as God. Out of him got God the Word, whom we know as the Son, our Lord Jesus.
Them,
out of them came the Holy Spirit. But coming out, and the Word comes from the Father, his express image, and the Holy Spirit
is
gotten from them, the express image which is exactly like them.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Father proves make man in his image and in our likeness.
So,
now when you read in Genesis, Genesis
3,
the verse 22, Father resumed to speak as he said this. Genesis 3:22.
Mukama Katonda nayogera nti laba, omuntu afuse ng'omukuffe, okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi, kakana aleme okugolola omukono gwe okunoga ku muti ogw'obulamu okulya okuwangala ng'emirembe n'emirembe.
Yes, you must be
praise Amen. Jesus much.
Mulubirebire esulene eyo kusatonyolabi mwebe.
Genesis 3:22.
Katonda kitafu yagena maso kakase.
The Father moved on to prove.
Nti ngayogera nti dabo muntu afusinga omukufu.
So see man has become like one of us.
Kulevu eno bali bagenze ku ngeri eyo kuba nti amanya obulungi
n'obubi. Therefore they have gone in a way that he moved to know the good from evil.
Na yesinga katonda kitafu yalinga omuyeka.
If God the Father was one.
Tiyandi badenga ayogera nti omuntu afusinga omukufu.
Spoken man has become like one of us.
So yali ayogera ne Katonda kigambo.
Spoke with God the Word.
Ne Katonda
omoyo. And God the Spirit.
Muntu afushenga omukufe kubanga fwe.
Come like one of us for we.
We fanana tuli
we at the same.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Kugamba njakalo tegere chimu.
I want you to understand one.
Ntibomanya Katonda kigambo.
If you know God the Word.
Gotumanyinga Katonda omwana.
Know as God the Son.
Mukama wafu Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Bwali dana muchitishibwa.
How he is in his glory.
Icho mubiri ogwo muguru.
The heavenly body.
Obotegedde kitafinga bwali
dana. Great known how the Father is.
Uwamuno moyo mutukufu.
Together with the Holy Spirit.
Abanji kubatatera kurabako.
Many rarely see of.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus man.
Somje na.
Now in all.
Mwebaza mukama.
We thank him the Lord.
We yali atunyura mu Yokana esule no eyo mukaga.
When he explained us in the John
14.
John 14:7. Our Lord Jesus explained and he said,
the
one who has seen of him has seen of the Father. And the one who has understood him, the one who understands the Father. Let's read we here. John 14:7.
Singa muntegedde. Nechitange mwadi mumanye. Okusoka kakano mumutegeera era mumulabye. Olwomunaana. Filipo n'amugamba nti mukama waffe tulage kitaffe kale kinaatumala. Olwomwenda. Yesu n'amugamba nti kasookedde mbeera nammwe ebiro bingi bwe bityo. Era tontegeera nga Filipo. Alabye ku nze. Ngalabye ku kitange.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Yatandika mu Yokane sura ne 17:7.
The John 14:7.
Ama Yesu naagamba.
Lord Jesus said, if you had known me,
mwandegede ne
kitange. You would have known also my Father.
Filipo yena mbuzanga mgatulage ku kitange.
Philip asked him, say, you show us of the Father.
Dafuke nyina anukura mukamwa
the Father himself answered the mouth of Jesus saying,
"Because you can never
understand me, since been with you, you've never understood me, Philip."
Are Yesu namadizanga agamba.
And Jesus ended saying,
"The
one who has seen of me,
Arabiye kuchita,
have seen of my Father."
Subomana notegera Kristo mubiri ogwo chitibo ogwo.
They understand Christ in the heavenly body.
Ubanga twara bantu mubiri ogwo kumsigwe
yalimo. We saw in the earthly body he was in.
Sigwali gwa chitibwa.
Was not glorious.
Ubanga gwali kumtindo ogwa
was on the level of men as us. Move back to the glory of heaven.
On
glory he was with the Father at the beginning. Most in the John 14. John 17. The verse 4 and 5. That you've been reading of. When Jesus finished his works on the world. He said be taken in the glory he was with the Father. In the beginning. So him last time I went back in glory. Now we want to just be looking at
real
body which is glorious he moved into. And then we shall straight understand how does the Father appear?
Even
Holy Spirit, how does he appear? And then we would have begun on knowing about God as the nation calls God's final work on the planet Earth. And we vowed in the Ugandan motto to stand for God
even
our country. Promised us we shall be knowing God and he too will know us.
Spoke
in the Isaiah 19, the verse
19
and to 21. Now we thank him for that. As we see
these
seven spirits how they work in the double portion as the word of God is. The Spirit of the Lord explained us many things. The beginning of God the Father, and God the Word, even the Holy Spirit, explained us much on their image as we hear now today.
So,
our Lord Jesus Christ, all the long is spoken of as the image of the invisible God. seen him as we've heard the Father, even those who've ever seen the Holy Spirit. If you see of Christ, the glorious body of heaven, then you straight understand how the Father is.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So,
move to Colossians chapter 1 and the verse 12.
Abakolosayi esule soka nolu nyiri ole 12.
Colossians 1 from verse 12.
Ugamanti ngamwe baza kitaffe eyatusanyiza ffe omugabo gw'obusika obwabatukuvu mu musana. Ole 13. Eyatulokola mu buyinza obw'ekizikiza n'atutwala mu bwakabaka bw'omwana we omwagalwa. Mwe tulina okunnulwa kwe kusonyiwa kw'ebibi byaffe. 15. Oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika, omubereberye w'ebitonde byonna.
16.
Praise Jesus, man.
Colossians 1:15. It says, Jesus
is
the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creations.
So,
first to manifest from the Father. That's why it's called the firstborn of all creations. That we are to understand we move to double portion above the heaven. Why it's called firstborn of all creations.
For
as God when we began, one who was first from him was God the Word, whom we know as the Son. Then the second to come from them, God the Holy Spirit, we know as Spirit of the Lord.
Reason
why Christ is called firstborn of all creation,
and
many other things we shall know. All our existence in heavens and earth, from his fullness we were all given. Praise Jesus.
The
image of the one who really appears, whom we understood well, he sits in the everlasting above the heaven. Not many have ever seen of the Father, just as we first understood. After Jesus had risen up, stored in his glory in heaven, when he appears to Apostle John, appeared him in the real glory that he was together with the Father. That's what we read in Revelations, in the chapter 1, the verses 12. Revelations chapter 1 from verse 12.
Nenchuko okulaba eddoboozi eryayogera nange. Bwe nakyuka, nenda bitabaza musanvu eza zaabu. 13. Ne wakati wetabaza, nenda ba afanana ng'omwana w'omuntu, ng'ayambadde okutuuka ku bigere, era ng'asibiddwa mu kifuba olukoba olwa zaabu.
Yes, we
praise
Praise
Jesus much.
Mutume Yokana.
Apostle John. God took him through revelation. According to Revelation chapter 1, in the verse 12,
so
when he was in the vision,
he
heard voice like of the trumpet. When
he
turned to see the voice,
when
it came and the one it comes from how he is, first saw seven golden lampstands. Golden lampstands. But in the midst of them, so the one like a son of man. The one called the son of man. We know well as the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Both reached to his feet. Tied a golden belt unto his waist.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now Apostle John, see Christ how he is in the glory of heaven. Remember, Apostle Paul, we last heard in the first First Corinthians chapter 5. The second Corinthians 5. In the verse 16. So though we knew Christ in the flesh, but we no more know him like that.
So
now Apostle John, in the Revelations chapter 1, verse 12 to 13,
sees
Christ in the real glory is in now.
Not
mean the glory of the body we knew him before. When the clothed flesh came on the world, so in the glory was with the Father, just as we last heard. Let's move on. Revelations
1:14.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Head held hair. Hair white. White like snow. In his eyes were like flames of fire. Most people say, perhaps the Father is the old one. The one would have appeared with white hair.
And
it's like wool. Or like snow. The one would have called the ancient elder. Why time Christ appears like that?
So,
there are some who say, when we shall reach this, appreciate the Father,
it
will be so old.
It's
the one with white hair. Jesus perhaps has hair for you. The way is the sun. The way you could understand it before? The Father may seem old. Those who draw those images. The one with gray hair, white.
And
Jesus had youthful hair as it was the sun. It's blackish. You fight all of them with the same hair. White hair like snow. Oh, like wool. Like wool. White.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I don't know. Who is the old among them? When we reach the spirit of wisdom, understand mostly of them about their speech. But to look alike,
we
find them, hair this time is not white on them, and it's of golden. If you find it black hair,
we
saw the way he makes himself a glorious body.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Some
will
say that Father, you see, look very old. In Jesus,
he's
a bit a youth. Holy Spirit. Those who didn't expect to even see of him. And they say it's just a naked spirit. Expected to see him how? It is a consuming fire. Let us see Revelation. Revelations
1 verse 14. Nga bifana nange ekikomo ekizigule. Ekirongosebwa mu muliro. N'eddoboozi lye nga liringa eddoboozi ery'amazzi amangi.
Ebigere bye nga biringa ekikomo ekizigule.
Feet were like fine bronze.
Omanyi okuuka ey'omubiri nga gulinga mu mayinja ag'ekitiibwa.
Check the body and it's appearing in different glorious stones.
Nga bw'aba ayogedde awo.
When he speaks,
eddoboozi nga liringa ery'amazzi amangi.
Voice is like of many waters.
Nitugenda mulaba mu Ezekyeri.
The other who saw Ezekiel
Mudaniyeli,
in the Daniel, his voice is like of many waters.
Those
in the Old Testament,
that is
the one they met God, God the Word, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And
most people think they were meeting the Father.
Indeed,
they had never met the Father.
They
just show him to you even. As we saw in the Acts 7.
55 to 56.
In the Apostle Stephen. He sees the glory of God.
Christ
standing on his right hand.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. So
now let's move on. We hear
Revelations 1:16. Iranga akute mukono go gwadio emunyenye musanvu ne mukamwake ne muvamwe kitala ekisala ekyobwoki obubiri nobwenyibwe ngabulinga enchuba bweyaka umanyi gayo.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yari akute munyenye musanvu
he held seven stars in his hand.
Era out
his mouth came a double-edged sword. We know that this sword spoken of, which is double-edged,
is
what explains the rightful of who he is. For that is Hebrews 4,
in the verse
12. It says
that
the word of God is living and active. It's a double-edged sword.
That
the sword you see come from his mouth.
You
cannot draw him with a panga cup, but they show you who he is.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That the word of God, which is double-edged,
it
can operate to align you
or
destroy you if you don't humble to it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But they said forehead. And it's shining like the sun coming out.
Now
look to the forehead. You see how we can be shining. We understood it's in the third heaven.
Second
Corinthians
12.
From verses 1 to 5.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Also, Paul found him in the third heaven. That
is
the image like this.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Let's
move on. We hear Revelation.
Revelation chapter 1, verse
17.
Bwinamulaba, nengwa kubigerebya. Nengwa kubigere nga fude. Nante kako omukono gwe ogwaddyo. Nga yogera nti totya. Nzo woluberebelye. Ero wenkomerero.
Yes, you was with
praise
me.
Jesus.
Ye mugamba nzike nyini nzo woluberebelye.
I myself am the beginning.
Era wenkomerero.
I am the end.
Kakati. Ani gwogendo singana yo
mulala. Who else are you going to find?
So
he said in the beginning was the word. In the John 1:1. In the beginning was the word.
And
word is with God.
And
the word is God.
Now,
in their speech, that we shall see the spirit of wisdom. Father say, I'm the beginning, I'm the end.
Then
the word comes out
and
say, I am the beginning and the end. Their beginning is all together. They have begun the same. Themselves at the beginning and the end.
In
one an express image of the other. The word of God, the Lord Jesus. Express image of God the Father. It's a living image which moves just as they get another from you who is you.
Exactly
you in everything.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So chirikiza nti bo obotegedde bulungi mukama waffe Yesu.
Means when you understood well the Lord Jesus.
Ekifaananyi kyali mu nengeri.
Images into and the likeness.
Mubiri ogw'ekitiibwa ogw'omugulu wali ku namuroro.
The body of heaven on the throne.
Kuli eriyokusatu.
In the third heaven.
Obotegedde kitaffe kennyini nga bwali.
To the Father exactly how he is.
Yes,
praise Jesus. No more holding doubts in you. What concerns the Father? Even the Holy Spirit. Himself is the first and last.
Spoke
in the verse 18 and he said this.
Revelations 1:18. Era ndi mulamu emirembe n'emirembe.
Ndoza tumanye yafa.
I think we know he died.
Yayambala mbina atufiri.
His flesh he died for us.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
It's the word of God.
Tujukira mu Yokana 10:14.
Remember in John 1:14.
Ndi kigambo nayambala
omubiri. That the word clothed the flesh.
Tumulamu mu kifananyi.
Saw him in the glory.
Ekyoyo omu yazalibwa kitaffe.
Of the one begotten of the Father.
Ajude kisana amazima.
Filled of grace and truth.
Yoyone yatufiri.
He is the one who died for us.
Era yanyonyola omutume Yokana.
Explain to Apostle John.
Nze gw'olaba wano nze kennyini mu kitiibwa ky'omubiri guno gw'onda bamu.
In the glory of the body you see within me.
Maybe ambala ebyekitiibwa mu namuro.
Glorious garments on the throne.
Yenze yali ku nsi yali afudde.
He was on the world who had died.
Naye kati ndi mulamu.
Yet now I am living. No doubt me, I am the real one. But the glory he found him with,
if
not explained, was the one who had died, would have said, I've seen the Father.
Did
expect Christ be in the glory like that. What we mean here, he was seeing Christ in the glorious body of heaven. Explain him, say, I was dead, but now I'm alive.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, those
we saw in Revelation 19, in the verse
11,
downwards that he spoke this. Revelations 19 from verse 11.
Nendaba eggulu nga libikkuse. Era laba embalasi enjeru n'eyali atuddeko ayitibwa omwesigwa era ow'amazima. Ne mu butuukirivu asala emisango era alwana. 12. Era amaaso ge gwe muliro ogwaka ne ku mutwe gwe engule nyingi.
Ndowozo mulabanga yomuwa.
I think you see him the same here.
Kubanga bubosoma kubikwa 19 12.
Read Revelations 19:12.
Batudire muko uli.
Let's repeat that as we hear.
Kubikristo ya 19 olinyiri ole 12.
Revelations 19 the verse 12.
Era masoge gwe muliro ogwaka. Ne ku mutwe gwe engule nyingi.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Amen. Jesus.
Kubikulwa 19:12.
Revelations 19:12.
Yaga amaso ge muliro ogwaka.
Show his eyes a flame, is a flaming fire.
Boda yemu kubikulirwe mu 14.
You go to Revelations 1:14.
Era chiba kunyonyola katudde mu kubikulirwa.
Same to explain. Let's get back.
Kubikulirwa emu 14.
Revelation 1:14.
Kubikulisule soka n'olunyiriri ole 14.
Revelation 1:14.
No mutwe gwe n'enviiri nga zitukula ng'ebyoya by'endiga ebitukula ng'omuzira. N'amaaso ge ng'ennimi ez'omuliro.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ono kennyini gwe twamu kubikulirwa.
This we see in Revelation chapter 1 the verse 14. His head was hair like wool and the as snow.
N'amaaso ge ng'omuliro ogwaka.
Tongues of fire. Flames of fire. Revelation
19:12.
It's what is explained as. Let's go back to that revelation. Revelations 19:12.
Era amaaso ge gwe muliro ogwaka ne ku mutwe gwe engule nyingi. Era nga alina erinnya eriwandiikiddwa omuntu yenna lyatamanyi wabula ye yekka. 13. Era ng'ayambadde ekyambalo ekyamansirwako omusaayi n'erinnya lye ne liyitibwa kigambo kya Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era mutunyonyola nti erinnya lye.
Plain that his name.
Lye batamanya nnyo wano
ku nsi. That never knew more on this world.
Yayitibwa kigambo kya Katonda.
He was called the word of God.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much. But we remember
one
is in heaven the glorious body like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
The one in John 1:14, close flesh, we saw him on the world, the one called the word of God. Let's read there in the John 1:14.
Yokane sura esoka noru nyiri ule kuminenya.
John 1:14.
Kigambo nayambala omubiri nabeerako gye tuli ne tulaba ekitiibwa kye ekitiibwa ng'ekyoyo eyazaalibwa omu yekka kitaffe.
Ekigambo wedde yatandika ne kitaffe.
What the ancient one who began with the Father. Flesh appeared unto us.
In
Apostle John, after he had come from Revelation 19, the verse 11 to 15,
and
discovered it that the one who was on the world, the name given him when he came on the world, that is Jesus,
he
had an ancient name.
Those
people never knew of, and is the word, the word of God, wrote of him in John 1:1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Told
us in the John 1:40 that the word of God, in clothed flesh, appeared unto us.
And
we saw him in the glory, the one begotten of the Father,
and
filled of grace and truth. Praise Jesus much. Remember, why does he say that one is the word of God?
His
name was not known by any person. But when it comes on the world, they change the name. And they tell us, that which will come in the womb will be called Jesus, the Son of the Most High. That which was coming, what was it that they didn't explain to us which was coming? They told us that which will be coming, and they hid the one coming who he was. If they told us the word is the one coming,
perhaps
would have been careful about him. Word of God is the one they bring in the womb. God himself comes to clothe flesh. But they told us even that which come in the womb.
Luke
chapter
1,
26 downwards.
Luke chapter 1, from verse 26. Awo mwezi ogwo mukaga, Malaika Gabrieli natumibwa Katonda mu kibuga kye Galilaya, erinnya lyakyo Nazaleesi. 27. Eriyo omuwala atamanyi musajja, yali ayogerezebwa omusajja erinnya lya Yusufu, ow'omu nnyumba ya Dawudi, n'erinnya ly'omuwala Maliyamu. 28. Awo n'ayingira omumwe n'agamba nti, mirembe ggwe aweereddwa ennyo ekisa, Mukama ali naawe. 29. Naye ne yeeraliikirira ekigambo ekyo n'alowooza okulamusa okwo bwe kuli. 30. Awo malayika n'amugamba nti, totya Maliyamu, kubanga olabye ekisa eri Katonda. 31. Era laba, oliba olubuto, olizaala omwana ow'obulenzi, olimutuuma erinnya Yesu.
You hear what he told him?
Era laba,
behold,
oliba olubuto,
you shall conceive,
olizaala omwana ow'obulenzi,
you bring forth a son,
you'll name
him as Jesus. Comes on the world, they have changed his name. They call him Jesus. He's become a mystery.
Name
himself the one who knew it, that is the word of God. The name he first held when he began with the Father. We don't say the name Jesus is not his name. It's his real name. And it's their name.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Na yitwaga dukulaga ntibo yali ajja mu lubuto.
Wanted to show when he came in the world.
Identity yentufu yasoka kwekebwa.
Rightful identity was first hidden.
Ngati batu bu identity kigambo cha
Katonda. And the portal of the word of God.
Katonda kigambo.
God the word.
Yajja mu lubuto.
The one who comes in the womb.
Yongera ulira osoma ulipo.
Move on, read we here.
Luka.
Luka esula esoka. Olunyiri urasa tumwebbi.
Luke chapter 1 verse 32.
Oyo ali waguru ennyo era mukama Katonda alimu entebe ya Daudi jajjaawe asatu musatu era anaafuganga ennyumba ya Yakobo emirembe n'emirembe so obwakabaka bwe tebuliggwaawo asatu munnya awo Maliyamu n'agamba malayika nti kiriba kiti ekyo kubanga simanyi musajja asatu mutaano Malayika n'addamu n'amugamba nti omwoyo omutukuvu ali kujjira n'amaanyi g'oyo ali waggulu ennyo gali kusiikiriza era ekyo ekirizaalibwa kye kiriva kiyitibwa ekitukuvu mwana wa Katonda asatu
mukaaga.
Muruka
esule soka o nyulwa situ mwetano ya muga
abu kakati totia. Luke 1:35 is a fear not.
Wadetoma nyi musajia.
Though you don't know of a man.
Na ye amanya agomo mbuku vugajia kuma.
But the power of the Holy Spirit overshadow you.
Neche ichirija.
That which will come in you. In your womb.
Eche ichirija.
That which will come.
Eche ichi.
What?
Yokane emuku minanya na agamba.
John 1:14 is a fear. That is the word.
Ye yajia.
He is the one who came. In the clothed flesh.
We saw
him in the glory of the one begotten Son, begotten of the Father. Why in the Luke chapter 1,
35
verses, that which will come in your womb,
called
the Son of the Most High. What is that? That we came in the womb. John 1:14 explains it. That is the word of God. He clothed flesh. He clothed it from where? In the womb of Mary. Remember, he wasn't clothed of the flesh. Just as we are clothed. But he's the one who clothed it himself.
He's
the one who made it himself while in the womb of
God.
As you clothe yourself with your own shirt. That's what differs him from us. We in the Job chapter 10 from verse 6 to 10
God
covers us with flesh, bone and skin and joins us together. Yet God himself in the John
1:14
he clothed flesh within the womb of Mary. They didn't clothe him. He wasn't covered with flesh. He clothed it, covered himself, designed himself how he'll appear.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen. So,
what I want you to understand that Revelation 19 from verse
1 to 11 to 15,
the name he had which people never knew, when he came on the world he didn't tell us.
Heard
in the Luke chapter 1:35, and that which will come in their womb
will
be called the Son of the Most High.
He
didn't tell us what had come. But Apostle John, after he had gotten Revelation
19:11 to 15,
why he writes in John 1:14, understood that which came in the womb. The one which came was the word of God.
It's
not something which will come just.
Say
that name is the only one who knew of it. Even the Father.
All
long no one knew of it, even the angels. Even the 24 elders. They hid the name from the beginning.
When
Genesis he came,
let's read
Genesis 15. Yet the one he spoke with, they did not know him. Genesis 1. Genesis 15 from verse 1.
Lubelebele esula eya 15 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Genesis 15 from verse 1.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo, ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira Ibulayimu mu kwolesebwa, nga kyogera nti, "Totya, Ibulaamu, nze ngabo yo n'empeera yo ennene nnyo." Olwokubiri.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kigambo kya Mukama.
The word of the Lord.
Yajira Ibulayimu.
He came to Abraham.
Ngayogera nti, "Totya."
And spoke to him, "Fear not. Because I am your shield and your great reward."
The
word which came speaking. He came self the word of the Lord Jesus and spoke with them. When you read in the Genesis 1, Genesis 15, the first one, and the word of the Lord
it appeared
Abraham saying,
"Rodia,
fear not, for I am your shield
and
your great reward." Yet remember,
in
Revelation 19, the verse 15, the one we see moving,
it's
not just the mere word. Let's get back to Revelation. Revelation 19, verse 14.
Neje eliyo muguru
atudeyo kuba kule 13
kubikuresula ya 19 olinyo 13
Revelation 19 from verse 13
eranga yamba de ekyambalo ekyamansirwako omusayi nerinyalye neliitibwa kigambo kya Katonda.
Erinyalye neliitibwa
ani? Name was called
kigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God.
Ubagwe tuita kigambo kya Mukama,
called the word of God.
Gwetulide yajira Ibrahim,
whom we had, who came to Abraham. You think he came to
only
all prophets? He came to them, but they had not seen him before, and they had not known him.
Didn't
know we see the word, we see who.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
For reaching to prophet Malachi, he closes the Old Testament. He, the word still was coming. Malachi chapter 1 from verse 1.
Omugugu gw'ekigambo kya Mukama eri Isirayiri ekyajira Malachi.
The word of God came to Malachi.
Say
from Prophet Malachi, there are past 400 years. Never heard of the word come again. Right from Prophet Malachi, 400 years. Never heard that the word came to speak this. But they didn't know what had clothed flesh. You can read many times in your Bible, mostly in the Old Testament, the word of the Lord came to this prophet. Which word is this one? God was in heaven.
Others
a word. This is the word.
Surprised
when the word comes,
it
speaks many words. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank God for the teaching. Thank God for the Bible study. Requesting to be more enlightened in these two words. All along I knew
when
the Old Testament immediately ended, immediately the New Testament came in place.
Had there
past 400 years, all time of 400 years there was no prophet. How did the Israelites survive then? The second question, it's right on the elders. God healed himself. So Revelations 5, the elder answers John.
abakadde baba bamanyi ba
byama. Elders are people who are the ones who know secrets of God.
Bwezijukira mu clip ze twasoka okuwulira.
Remember in clips we first heard.
N'engeri gye bagiwa ku Kristo.
The way they were gotten from Christ.
Kati awo we wava ekibuuzo.
There came the question.
Kijja kitya bo kubanga baali tebamanyi kyama ekyo kyono ekigambo kya Katonda.
They never knew the mystery that this one is the word of God.
You
know there are two words.
Always ekigambo byama n'ekyama.
There is the words mystery and the secrets.
They
know all secrets but the mystery.
Amen.
All
secrets, but the last mystery had been eaten.
We did know
that they knew the mystery.
When you get a bachelor, you can come in
2019 years back.
Bakugan, Revelation
19, 13 downwards.
No one
knew of that name except him. You know, they say no one knows the Son except the Father.
Yes, we are Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm briefly answering, asking.
The 24
elders,
they're
coming to know this mystery. It's in Revelation 19 when they revealed it to John. Them too is when they realized him. And they wondered, all long the word speaks with people.
Yes,
praise
Jesus. Amen.
The verse in the Colossians is very clear. In the Colossians chapter 1.
Abakolosai esula esoka n'olunyiriri.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 25.
Nze jinafukira omweleza wayo ngobu wanika bwa Katonda webuli bwenawe wa jemuli okutukiriza ekigambo cha Katonda abiri mukaga ekyama ekyakwekebwa okuvedda nedda n'emirembe n'emirembe nekakano kyolesebwa eri abatukuvu be
owulira ekigambo cha Katonda.
Hear the word of God.
Kyali kyakwekebwa emirembe mingi okuvedda nedda.
Right from ancient generations, from above the heavens, right from olden generations.
Even then,
not many will understand him when they read the Bible. Praise the Lord. Apostle Pope. My question which I'm asking, from the creation of putting place the Holy Spirit, what period passed 24 elders to also be manifested? If you take me above the heavens, then we are in double portion. It's what can explain that. According to Colossians, which you are reading, the verses 9 to 20, the Father was pleased all fulfillment to be within Christ, the creation to be gotten from him. But the time of he being pleased, I don't want to speak of it now. It can cause dizziness in yourself. It takes a couple of years, like 2000 and beyond. God to bring a thought that a day has come. We put in place the thing. There passes a period of 1,000 years. Those are in mysteries you are taking me in. One
don't
say we are going to make man. It's taken other 1,000 years.
those are
mystical things you're trying to ask.
Weeks
that we're going to put creations there.
It takes
a thousand and another thousand years, then he brings such a plan.
Jesus
speaks in 2 Peter chapter 8 to 10. Before him one day is like a thousand years. A thousand years is like one day.
The mystery you speak
in the 2,000 years.
You
think that let's put man there, all creations. After they thought, let's put them there. Them to agree of whom will they get them from? What you ask be there of above the heavens? Those we start them in double portion. Even we count the seasons for you. How were there to bring a suggestion like that?
Amen.
But it's
nothing possible. All that is it to the one with understanding and the one who sees knowledge.
Yes,
Jesus. Praise Jesus.
These ones are
their count.
They're
like 2,000 years. When they thought that let's put creation after beginning of them. And they are the beginning. And they are the end.
But
ask manifestation of creation took how many years?
But they
bring a thought and they agreed upon it. They agreed, they worked on it. They don't create him immediate. It takes time to pass
and they
agree
and
those to create how are they going to live, how will they appear. Now let's give up that on double portion. We shall reach there.
Mm.
Not working that let's make and
make
not perfect and they regret why they made him like that.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So if you cut
let's just first leave that. Look at the Lord Jesus Christ. Express image of God the Father.
And
of the Holy Spirit.
Don't
see how Christ really appears.
The
glorious body of heaven. Even the Father is like that.
And
that's to the one who came on the world.
God
the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus.
God
clothed on the world is not of His glory He has in heaven.
We
began to see the body He is into.
Just
as we read the way He is, even the Father is like that.
Yes.
So they make the glorious body from the power of seven spirits, which appear in color of rainbow. Make the glorious body is something easy unto the Lord.
When
we end in Colossians, Colossians 1:25, they have told us like this.
Colossians 1:25. Nze jinafukira omweleza wayo ngobuwanika bwa Katonda bwebuli bwenawe wajemuli okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda ekyame kyakwekebwa okuva edda nedda n'emirembe n'emirembe naye kaakano kyolesebbwa eri abatukuvu be.
Tuli mu mwoleso gw'ekyame
an exhibition of that mystery. That's why we images how we appear in the third heaven, for it's an exhibition. Don't come bow down to these images. We are in an exhibition.
You
read as you see. Many ages they have not known him.
He
created heaven and earth.
which began to appear to them.
Ibrahim.
He comes to Abraham. He comes to all prophets. Part of prophet Malachi. The one who came to them, they didn't know him. So he meets them in a vision. Cannot say that this is the word of God. People knew that the word of God, perhaps that he speaks from his mouth. Rich people speak one word. Does he speak one word? He speaks words. The scriptures. Why was this one called one word?
Same
God is there speaking. Made him like a mad person. Speaking one word, repeating it. Don't want to think of him like that.
It's
the foolish wisdom of Satan.
One
standing in his wisdom, which is in the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Prophet Daniel,
he
who saw of him, he could not say
that
the word of God who has come.
Now,
I've seen a man. He flows the stream of fire. Daniel 7:13.
Ndaba mwebyo byinayolesebwa ekiro. Era laba ne wajja omu eyafaanana ng'omwana w'omuntu.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Daniel.
Daniel saw the one I saw.
He's
like the son of man. Remember, we've been in Revelation.
And
John is the same one he sees. Back to Revelation before we finish Daniel. Was this one whom they were seeing? Moved on to see God in the Word. Our Lord Jesus.
It's a
mystery hidden. If they knew him,
they
know how the Father is.
Above
the heavens where he is.
And they
know how the Holy Spirit is.
He
left his master seats.
Through
Revelation we see. Revelations 1:12.
Nenchuko kulaba edobozi eliyogera nange. Bwinachuka, nenda betabaza musanvu eza zambu. 13. Ne wakati wetabaza, nenda bafana nangu mwana w'omuntu.
Umurabie.
You've seen him?
Revelation.
Apostle John, New Testament. He sees the one like the Son of Man. I'm the one who had died. Jesus.
I
was dead, now I'm living. The Son of Man. Even Daniel had ever seen him many years back. In the Old Testament. He saw him. Before he came on the world to clothe flesh, the fleshly body of human beings.
Daniel
7:13. Back here, the one he saw appeared how? Daniel 7:13.
Nenda ba mwebio binayolesebwe chiro. Ilalaba. Ne wajia omu. Eyafana nango mwana w'omuntu.
No,
Prophet Daniel said, like the Son of Man.
Yesu.
Yes, it's Jesus.
Daniel 7:13. Nebile biyo muguru. Najira dala elio mukadde ea kamale naku enyinji. Nebamu sembeza mumasoge. Kuminanya. Nawe bwo kufuga nechitibwa.